99 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration has not only touched off demonstrations and protests, it has also now cost a top justice official her job.
We had a Monday night massacre.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reacting to Donald Trump's firing of the acting U.S. Attorney General Monday.
Sally Yates, a person of great integrity who follows the law, was fired by the president.
Yates fired after telling Justice Department lawyers not to defend Trump's controversial executive order on immigration and refugees. The Trump administration replacing Yates as acting attorney general with U.S. Attorney Dana Bente. Bente's tenure will likely be short-lived, pending approval of attorney general nominee Jeff Sessions, who is set for a Senate Judiciary Committee vote Tuesday. I'm Reid Binion.
Tonight, President Trump will announce his pick for the Supreme Court.
A businessman and reality TV star before taking the Oval Office, Mr. Trump knows how to tease the audience of millions of Americans who'll tune in to hear who will be his choice for the Supreme Court.
A person who is unbelievably highly respected, and I think you will be very impressed with this person, so that'll be 8 o'clock.
Three appellate judges named by President George W. Bush, William Pryor, Thomas Hardiman, and Neil Gorsuch, have been the front runners for some time now. Bob Costantini, Washington.
But what if the nominee Mr. Trump has in mind isn't on that short list at all?
Ken Klukowski with Breitbart tells the Larry O'Connor Show it could go a couple of ways. A judge could be elevated, or he could appoint known Republicans.
Senator Ted Cruz, Solicitor General Paul Clement, everyone who knows those guys, or in the case of Ted Cruz, anyone who watches television, knows exactly where they stand.
All the president would say yesterday is that his choice is someone, quote, unbelievably highly respected. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County Council president blames Donald Trump for a spike in hate crimes the past few months, both locally and nationally. In his weekly news conference, Roger Berliner also denounced the president's travel ban as another example of the way he says Mr. Trump is dividing the nation.
I'm a local official, and I am spending all my time now trying to figure out how can I hold our community together? How can the people that live here know that they are honored, respected, valued, and will be defended? It's not okay. We are way beyond what is okay.
As to the surge in hate crime since last fall, Berliner says, quote, there is a correlation here. This is not happening in a vacuum. A Maryland House committee today takes up a bill that would add police officers to the list of those protected by the state's hate crime law. The current law protects people against crimes based on race, color, religious beliefs, sexual orientation, gender, disability, national origin, and homelessness. The effort now to add law enforcement officers to the list comes at the urging of two Republican Anne Arundel County lawmakers who argue that Maryland's police and corrections officers should have another layer of protection. The Virginia House has passed a bill legalizing possession of switchblades for recreational or work use. The legislation comes at the request of one member of a Richmond-area knife club who's worried that he and his fellow collectors are breaking the law whenever they bring items from their collections to monthly club meetings. And a student essay contest asking kids to describe the impact that white privilege has had on their lives is upsetting some people in Westport, Connecticut, and beyond. Members of that town's diversity council, which organized the contest, say they've gotten online comments from as far away as Singapore. One 72-year-old man says the question is offensive because Westport welcomes anyone who can afford to live there. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,971. The Nasdaq at 56,14. Sports: the Caps get back in action after the All-Star break by taking on the Islanders in New York tonight. The Wizards are home to face the Knicks. College basketball: Howard loses. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you that. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it. Today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Through January 31st, receive a nutrition consultation, dietary assessment, and body composition analysis for just $49, all valued at $175 for just $49 for a limited time. Visit RoselleCare.com for details. That's RoselleCare.com. At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Control Blood Pressure Without Drugs on Wednesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
But now, Bill, on Kenilworth Avenue Northwest, northbound at Benning Road, we're still dealing with road work. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 10-minute trip, twice the normal travel time. That accident we told you about a few minutes ago on the inner loop of the Beltway at Gallows Road has been cleared completely. 95 northbound in Virginia between Dale City and the Beltway, it is up to 35 minutes your travel time, and 270 southbound from 70 to 121, more like 27 minutes. This report brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Well, if you do, call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 1-800-888-KNEE. That's 1-800-888-KNEE. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another clipper coming on through. Marginal chances for a little snow at best. A couple of snow showers and maybe even some raindrops mixing in as the morning progresses. And then some sunshine as we get on through later today. Daytime highs getting above 50 degrees, right around 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Stafford, 28 in Waldorf, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Vigils are held across Canada for the Muslims murdered in the Quebec mosque massacre. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning, busy day. This is the day that Donald Trump is going to announce who his Supreme Court nominee is going to be. We're expecting that later tonight, and we're going to be talking about that throughout the morning. Also, coming up, we'll be talking at 7:05 to Niles Lesniewski, who's with Roll Call. We're going to be talking to Steve Burns of WMAL, who's on the missing bobcat story. We're going to get to the bottom of that. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, and at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy again to be joined by Mary Walter as our guest host this morning. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. How are you this bright, shiny morning?
We are doing very well, but there was a lot of activity overnight. Donald Trump fired the acting attorney general over at the Department of Justice. Why? She refused to allow the Department of Justice to defend his executive order on immigration. And she told the Justice Department, we're not going to defend it because she says she believes it was not perhaps legal. Now, she has been replaced, and we'll give you all the details about that. But listen to what noted constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz, somebody that I don't always agree with.
Yeah.
Well, Alan Dershowitz was on CNN, and he said basically that, she was wrong to have done that. But he also thinks it was wrong of Donald Trump to fire her. Here is what Alan Dershowitz said.
To forbid the Justice Department from defending it instead of resigning was a serious mistake, and that mistake was only compounded by Trump's mistake in firing. What Trump should have done is worked around this thing, kept her on, had a special counsel appointed by the court or even by himself, and had the administrative action defended in court. So I think we're seeing mistake after mistake after mistake here. Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily think that Sally Yates, the acting attorney general, acted properly, but does believe that Donald Trump acted improperly by firing her. Do you agree with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Did Donald Trump have the right to fire acting AG Sally Yates? Now, by the way, while we're waiting on your calls to come in, in. I wanted to give the new acting attorney general is from the Eastern District of Virginia, U.S. attorney there, by the name of Dana Bente. Bente was the one who prosecuted Bob McDonald. You may remember that particular case. He's gone after elected officials on public corruption charges. 33-year veteran of the Department of Justice. And he has said that he believes, he has informed the Department of Justice that they will indeed support and protect in court the president's immigration executive order. Many people who know this man are quoted this morning in the Washington Post and elsewhere as saying he would not have accepted the job and he would not have put down that order if he did not believe that in its basic form the president's executive order was lawful. Now, that's according to many people who know this guy. They can't imagine that he would have accepted the job if he didn't think that fundamentally the executive order was lawful and worth defending in a court of law. So that is happening.
Can you explain something to me? Mm-hmm. So Dershowitz says that Trump shouldn't have fired her. He should have followed this process, and it should have gone to a hearing, and she should have been able to defend why she thinks she shouldn't have to enforce his law. And all. If no one is challenging the constitutionality of his executive order, why can't he just say, well, if you're not going to enforce this, if you're not going to do your job, I'm firing you. Like, that just seems to me to be the businessman in him. If you're not going to do your job, then goodbye.
Yeah. And by the way, Dershowitz does not defend Sally Yates.
No, he doesn't.
Listen to this. Here's more from Alan Dershowitz.
Well, Sally Yates made a very serious mistake. Instead of simply limiting herself to saying that she thought it was unconstitutional or illegal, she used the following words, that she had the right to decide whether the policy choice is wise or just and what is right. That's not her job. Her job as Attorney General is simply to determine whether the law is lawful. It's the job of the elected president to determine whether the policy choice is wise or just.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a terrible policy. I am completely opposed to it. But as Attorney General, if she disagreed with the policy,
yep,
her option was to resign. She would say, I'm not going to enforce this policy. But to disallow the entire Justice Department from defending a policy, at least parts of which are probably constitutional, parts of which are probably lawful, instead of giving a nuanced analysis to forbid the Justice Department from defending it instead of resigning, was a serious mistake.
There you go. Alan Dershowitz actually saying that he believes that the action of Sally Yates in not defending the executive order was improper and she should have resigned. I think that would have been the right thing to do. Here's the other thing, just very quickly, Mary. I want to let you have your say here. We ought to have an attorney general by now. I mean, if there was an attorney general in place, none of this would have happened. Jeff Sessions should be approved, and I don't understand why Democrats are dragging their feet. This is a man they know well, and if they try to oppose this man, it is nothing but politics. A president deserves to have his team in place. So let's get busy on that. Would we? Could we just go and get his cabinet in place? There's not any one of them that's not going to ultimately be confirmed. Quit dragging your feet.
Mary. That's part of the game. Come on. It's the game you yourself said. It's politics. That's what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. And what's sad about all of this is we're starting to see, you know, we talked about it last hour with the Democrats and the nuclear option and the filibuster and all that stuff. And they changed the rules to benefit them, never thinking that they would ever be out of power again. You're going to start to see this tit for tat and people saying, well, you know what? You did it to us. We're going to do it to you now. And that's the way this government's going to run from here on out. This is exactly what's going to happen. Now, when Democrats are in control, which will happen down the road somewhere, Republicans are going to drag their feet on getting the president's nominees in. It's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to have total and complete grinding halt of government, which ultimately could be a good thing.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Michelle and Manassas, start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning, guys. This is going to be a shock to everybody because, oh my gosh, you have a job and you have to do it. And this is the first time that the Democrats have actually had to do their job. These people haven't had a budget in years. They haven't done anything. And they're
point.
Used to being in power and they never get fired. You've got a businessman running things. He said you didn't do your job. get out.
Well, you know, Sally Yates apparently, you know, watched what happened under Loretta Lynch and thought that was the way an attorney general was supposed to act.
Mm.
But, see, attorney generals and even acting attorney generals are not supposed to be political. They are not the, they are the attorney for the American people.
That's right.
If the president hands down a lawful order, which I have heard many constitutional scholars say, there's nothing unconstitutional about this.
Mm-hmm.
Even Alan Dershowitz believes that, he has the right to do this.
Yep.
He may disagree with the policy, but does the executive branch have the right to do what he has done? There seems to be little doubt that that's the case.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, you don't play politics. You get out of the way. You say, I can't do this. If it's that much of a moral, you know, if it's so morally reprehensible to enforce the president's executive order, then you simply get out of the way. Susan, we got to go to traffic and weather. More of your calls. Obviously, you want to weigh in on this. More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 10-minute trip, twice the normal travel time. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue is beginning to build. Springfield, Fairfax County Parkway southbound at Reservation Drive. Watch out, an accident blocking one lane. Police are there, however. 66 eastbound from Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway, a 10-minute commute, and 270 headed south from 70 to 121. It's a 29-30-minute commute. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, there actually may be a flake or two in some areas, but really don't worry about it too much. No accumulation is expected. A high today of around 52 tonight, a low of 37 tomorrow, 47 Thursday and Friday, temperatures in the mid-40s, and on Saturday in the upper 30s. Sunday, they say there is a chance of snow, temperatures in the upper 30s as a high. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 33 degrees, 6:16 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Big overnight news. The president has fired the acting attorney general named Sally Yates, a holdover from the Obama years, and replaced her with the U.S. attorney from the Eastern District of Virginia. His name is Dana Bente, and he is actually also an Obama appointee, but he has apparently told the Justice Department, you will enforce the president's executive order, and you will actually defend it in a court of law. Was this the right action on the part of Donald Trump? To the phone lines we go. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, and Lynn in D.C., you're up next. What do you think there, Lynn?
Good morning. I think that Donald Trump is making a series of calculated decisions, and I don't think he's just doing it off the cuff. I think he's consulting with people that are well-versed in the Constitution, and he wouldn't have done this. Secondly, everybody that's concerned about all of this and making all of this, you know, all the noise about it, he ran on these points. During the primaries that these are the things that he was going to do, and he's not backing down on his promises. And I mean, people act like they never heard it, and he's just saying these things for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's been paying attention would know that was the case.
Yep,
absolutely. This was his plan. And the executive order shouldn't have been a surprise to anyone. You know, Susan and Manassas, you're up next with Mary Walter and Brian Wilson. What do you say?
As a woman, I agree with the last two women, and I think she should be fired.
Yep.
He's giving us a bad name, and he's doing what he promised to do.
Yep. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, Susan. Who else we got here? Andrew in D.C. Well, you're up next with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Liberal Democrats are big babies. They can't stand the fact they lost the election. And so they say, well, it's the Electoral College, and we're going to get those electors to change their minds. Well, there's hacking. We're going to look into that and delay things. It's unconstitutional for the president to use his constitutional power. The liberal Democrats are big babies, and they are going to be ashamed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. Greatly appreciate.
You know,
call.
the biggest complaint seems to be that he didn't give her a chance to resign. He fired her.
Yeah.
Well, that's, again, the businessman in him coming out. He doesn't abide by these niceties of Washington because they public servants don't live in the real world. In the real world, if you don't do your job, you're going to get your walking papers. Well, it's that simple.
Yeah, and to let politics be the guide for making a decision about what your Justice Department is going to do is a holdover idea from the Obama day.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I've never seen a more political Justice Department than the one that was operated under Obama. Not surprising that you leave somebody in charge who's an Obama holdover who is going to continue in that vein. She was improper to do so. And you know what? It was improper of the people who were underneath her to say, okay. Because they didn't want to fight it either.
Right.
Because they're all Obama holdovers as well.
And they want to keep their jobs.
And you've got to let a president have his team. He deserves to have his attorney general in office with his staff making decisions on behalf of this administration. I'm telling you, this is wrong. And the fact that Democrats continue to drag their feet on Jeff Sessions is really just an outrage. It's a complete outrage. How about Robert and King George? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Hey, Brian and Mary, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, thanks.
I think it was absolutely the right decision to fire the Attorney General. That's the reason he was elected, was to drain the swamp, right?
It's a good point.
I mean, I think he would fire John McCain and Marco Rubio, too, for playing politics instead of going forward and approving these nominees.
I have to say I'm a little disappointed that you get a few thousand people around the country who disagree with the president, and they go to airports and they throw up some protest and they hold up signs, and you find one little tear-jerking story about somebody who can't get to their kid. By the way, there were 827 people who were detained and ultimately released under this order. 827 people over the course of the weekend. So people are getting through. All we're doing is saying we need to make sure you are who you say you are. We need to make sure that you are not a threat to this country when you come in from some of these terrorist countries. So, I mean, 827 people processed and released.
Yeah, they just had to, they were inconvenienced by having to answer some questions when they got to the airport. I'm sorry that you had to spend a couple of hours answering questions, but entering this country is a privilege, not a right.
You know what is also inconvenient?
And so we chose to let you in.
You know what else is inconvenient?
What?
A terrorist attack.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
It's 6:22. More of your calls straight ahead.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work, learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Alexandria Tuesday, February 7th, McLean Wednesday, February 8th, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
What runs around the house but doesn't move? It's Window World's Riddle My Home event. Stay tuned for the answer.
But there's no riddle where value lives during Window World's Home Makeover Spring Event.
Imagine a whole house of premium 4000 series white vinyl double hung windows. 8 of these beauties, $69 per month installed, and includes custom trim.
A whole house of American made premium insulated siding, $179 a month installed. Includes 18 squares, soffit and fascia. And all the above, backed by the best warranty in the business.
Window World's ultimate makeover. Whole house windows, $69 per month. Whole house siding, $179 a month. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimate. Runs around the house but doesn't move? A fence.
Window World, 703-955-4045. Simply the best for less. America's largest home improvement company. 60 months, 7.99% APR. Bank approval needed.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It is 6:25. More of your call straight ahead. Right now, it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Slow go on the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. In Springfield, we had a crash just a few minutes ago. It's been cleared. It was the Fairfax County Parkway southbound and Reservation Drive, but that is gone. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It is beginning to build in volume. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. A 19-20-minute trip. 270 headed south between 70 and 109. It's a 22-minute commute. Mass transit on or near schedule. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center with over 200 physicians all across 39 specialties. Named to Washingtonians' 2016 Best Doctors list. Make an appointment with a specialist. Call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and a little breeze, but that breeze is a warming wind today. South-southwest to the one. And some snow showers this morning, maybe a raindrop later, and some sun this afternoon. Mild 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 34 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
To forbid the Justice Department from defending it instead of resigning was a serious mistake. And that mistake was only compounded by Trump's mistake in firing. What Trump should have done is work around this thing.
Well, that's Alan Dershowitz. He thinks that Trump acted improperly by firing the acting attorney general, but believes that she acted improperly by not defending the executive order. And if she felt strongly about it, Dershowitz believes she should have resigned. Did Trump do the right thing by firing the acting attorney general last night, a woman by the name of Sally Yates, replacing him with Dana Bente? Greg and Olney, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian, Mary. Yeah, he absolutely did. You know, and he's also sending a message to anybody else who is contemplating doing this. You want to do this, you do it at your risk for your job, just like Reagan did with the traffic controllers a few years ago. You know, I just saw a video of Dershowitz, not Dershowitz, but of the senator from New York,
Schumer.
You know, Schumer, you know, defending Obama's policy of delaying entry of immigrants 2 years ago. And then now he turns on the crocodile tears, you know, now because it's a Republican that says it, now he's, you know, now it's the wrong thing to do. You know, it just displays, you know, the arrogance. And again, I think you touched on it, another caller touched on it. But, you know, they can't get over the fact that Trump won the election.
Yeah, and they're not going to. And they're totally missing. They're not going to understand what happened to them until they start to listen to the American people. Not the people on the two coasts, but the people that put Trump in place.
Not
and
the 500
tactics,
people who show up for a protest, but the real American people who put Donald Trump in office.
Yeah, and Greg is right. These tactics just alienate them further and further from the American people.
It is 6:28 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
A new transgender policy for the Boy Scouts. We'll give you all the details on that coming up after the news. It is 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 630. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The nation has a new acting attorney general this morning after President Trump fired Sally Yates last night for refusing to defend his travel ban in court.
It has been an extraordinary series of events overnight here at the White House. Once again, this administration shaken by this. But I can tell you there are some Republicans this morning wondering why the president did not hold off until he had his attorney general in place to sign this executive order in the first place, which would have avoided all of this. All of this is what Democrats are calling a Monday night massacre.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions is still awaiting Senate confirmation to be the next attorney general. And this latest development could make the confirmation process even more contentious.
The outcry over Donald Trump's executive actions and orders really adding some fuel to the Democrats' fire here and pushing back specifically against Senator Sessions. You have top Democrats like Senator Schumer who are demanding that Senator Sessions come down and say publicly if he agrees or disagrees with President Trump's travel ban.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. A new effort to legalize marijuana in Maryland could open up the vote to every voter in the state. Tacoma Park Delegate David Moon tells WMAL some lawmakers who are wary of an outright legalization seem to be more open to the idea of a statewide referendum.
In my conversations with some lawmakers, there are at least a handful of them who are very unsure at this point if they're going to support legalization, but seem willing to take this intermediary step and put it to a popular vote.
That, however, could be more difficult to engineer than a straight legislative vote, which is why backers of the measure are pursuing both options at the moment. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,971, the NASDAQ at 56,14. Sports, college basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards take on the Knicks at home tonight. Hockey, the Caps are back in action, facing off against the Islanders. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continue. News on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, or RP, there may now be light at the end of the tunnel. The FDA has approved a prosthesis system that provides some artificial vision for those blinded by RP. Known as the Argus II Retinal Prosthesis System and designated by FDA as a humanitarian device, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa. Find out more by calling 800-499-7620 to learn more about an FDA-approved system that restores some vision for those blinded by RP. Call 800-499-7620. Call now. Argus II is indicated for use in patients with profound RP who are 25 years or older with bare light or no light perception in both eyes and who have a previous history of useful form vision. Patients may not be eligible due to certain ocular diseases, conditions, or structures that could prevent the Argus II from working or a successful implantation or adequate healing from surgery or the presence of a metallic or active implantable device in the head. Side effects include conjunctival erosion or dehiscence, endophthalmitis, hypotony, retinal detachment, and dislodgement of the retinal tac.
Cabin fever setting in? Don't let the drab winter weather keep you inside. Escape and experience Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, just 18 miles from Philadelphia. The Motco Winter Escape Hotel Package has everything you need for a cold weather adventure, including special offers to Spring Mountain Adventures, Elmwood Park Zoo, top area restaurants, and, as always, free parking. So what are you waiting for? Escape and experience Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Book your escape today at valleyforge.org.
when it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement. At Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Bill, we have a disabled truck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway approaching Branch Avenue. It's partially blocking the right lane. Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound, just before Annapolis Road, we have an accident with police there. Anacostia Freeway, both northbound and southbound, very, very slow. Northbound, slow going between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. Headed the other way from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the bridge, it's about a 15-minute commute. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, 12 minutes. 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, up to 20 minutes your travel time. Eastbound 66 from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, a 17-minute commute. No serious delays, if any, on mass transit that's running on or near schedule. Right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible, maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing, 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine, and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Vienna, 30 in Frederick, 33 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got a busy morning here because there's a lot going on. This is the day the president will make his announcement about who his next Supreme Court nominee is going to be, who will replace Antonin Scalia. That's scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. We're talking about that a lot this morning. We talk a lot about the fact that the acting attorney general was sacked overnight and replaced. We're also talking about what's going on in this town otherwise. Niles Lesniewski will join us from Roll Call at 7:05. Steve Burns is on a burning search for missing critters in the District of Columbia, 7:35. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter this morning, helping us out. How are you doing, Mary?
Just fine, thank you. Although I am appalled at Larry O'Connor's behavior.
I am. We often are, and I have been for a long time.
Well, I'm somewhat new here, so.
That's a new story, another story for another time. We want to talk about Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts have a new policy about who could be allowed to be a Boy Scout. It has to do with transgenders. Basically, it comes down to this. If you are a born a girl, but you decide that you want to represent as a boy, and you want to live your life as a boy, and all you got to do is say, I am a boy on your application to the Boy Scouts, and you'll be allowed to join. Heretofore, they went with what was on your birth certificate. Now, if you simply say, I am a boy, even if you were born sexually a girl, with the genitalia of a female, you could not be a member of the Boy Scouts. And so do you agree with this policy? And I want to know, for those of you out there who have been active in scouting, for those of you who are now currently in scouting, if you're a parent who has kids in scouting, I want to know what you think about this new policy. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here is the Boy Scouts chief executive, Michael Serbaugh, who is explaining this new policy.
Communities and state laws are now interpreting gender identity differently than society did in the past. And these new laws vary widely from state to state. Starting today, we will accept registration in our scouting programs based on the gender identity provided on an individual's application. We will also continue to work with families to find scouting units that are the best fit for their children. In summary, we've taken the opportunity to evaluate and update our approach. I hope you will join with me in embracing the opportunity to bring scouting to more families and children that can benefit from what our program has to offer.
So, starting immediately, if you're a Cubby or you're a Boy Scout, you may actually have someone who joins, your scouting pack, and they may actually be a transgendered young girl. Are you okay with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. You know, the thing here, Mary, and I want you absolutely to have your say on this, but I have a hard time with this because I think that generally what we're talking about here, maybe in the whole of Boy Scouts, you're talking 2, 3, 4 cases where this will be pushed. And it's pushed, I think, to make the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pushed often not because these people actually want to be in scouting. They just want to break a barrier. They just want to, make a point. And I sort of hate that part of it. But I think in the grand scheme of things, this is where the law seems to be headed, as much as I disagree with the law. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't dramatically change scouting. So I don't know that it makes a lot of sense to have a big fuss about it. You're going to have 1 or 2 cases.
Can we have a discussion about where this stems from? An 8-year-old boy in my wonderful state of New Jersey who had been transgender finally was going to school in second grade. In second grade, he started dressing as a boy and changed his name. Mom went and legally changed his name because, when a 7-year-old decides they want to change their name, mom should run down to the courthouse and indulge that whim. I have a problem with allowing children, 6, 7, and 8 years old, to make life choices like this. This is why we don't let them vote or drink or drive and do other things. And this kid was paraded in front of the television cameras and in the any publicity that mom could get, newspapers, whatever. God forbid this kid get older and decide, wow, I kind of like being a girl. This mother, I believe, has
pushed them into a corner where they...
Exactly. You don't allow 8-year-olds to make these kinds of decisions. And this kid, if you listen to this kid talk, this kid had clearly been coached. This kid was saying things that no 8-year-old says.
Yeah.
So, mom claims that at the age of 4 or something like that she was interested in learning about different types of families. And I'm like, oh, no 4-year-old is interested in learning about different types of families. Stop it.
All right, to the phone lines we go. We start with Susan and Burke. Susan, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Yeah, I have a 13-year-old son who's in Scouts, and I wish that they would allow each troop to decide for themselves if they want to adopt this policy.
Because exactly.
Because the director implies that there will be some degree of choice because he says, we will help Scouts find their unit that is appropriate for them. Well, I would like the unit that does not allow transgenders. And I would like that choice, but it doesn't sound like there will be any choice. They will impose this on everyone.
I actually think you're right about it. It ought to be up to the individual scout. I mean, some people might feel it'd be okay with it. Some people maybe not. If scouting allows it, but allows the local, organizations to make the decision, that might be the better outcome here. Yep. More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 6:43.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Are you having problems with hearing? Is your family frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate with them? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, at home, and socially? You're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing for a free hearing consultation. 800-811-8700. Unlike other hearing aid locations, Ascent is staffed with actual doctors and have 7 locations to serve you. For a limited time, they're offering hearing aids at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology and Hearing at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. They offer invisible hearing solutions and take insurance and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait any longer. For a free consultation, visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. hearingaiddoctors.com, 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
More of your calls on Scouting's new transgender policy coming up in just a moment. Right now, 6:45. Time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, slow going either way on the Anacostia Freeway, northbound or southbound. Northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. Southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the bridge. The Beltway's inner loop right at Branch Avenue. Watch out, a disabled truck is blocking partially at least the right lane. Police are on the scene. Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue southbound, just before Annapolis Road, an accident investigation going on. Two lanes are blocked. Serious injuries reported. Police and the fire department on the scene. A pedestrian has been struck, we are told. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 14-minute trip. As for mass transit, it is on or near schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible. Maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing, 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine, and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 35 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL. Boy Scouts have a new transgender policy. If you make on your application, if you say you are a boy, even if you were born a girl, that's good enough for the Boy Scouts right now. You can join. You can be a member of Boy Scouts. If you're a member of Scouting, what do you think about this? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, and the phone lines are jammed. How about Sandy in Silver Spring? You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. We're very active in Boy Scouts, and I'm just concerned about camping is fundamental. It's a core portion of Boy Scouts. What are they going to do when they have to be in tents?
Yeah, because, I mean, in Boy Scouting, in some cases, they're group tents, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Not just like two. You could talk about maybe five or six people in one tent, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then if you involve a girl identifying as a boy, and then the boys get in trouble, I think they're too young to make that leap, in my opinion.
All right, Sandy. I think you raise a great point. Appreciate the call. Let's see who else out there. How about, Jason in Maryland is actually an Eagle Scout. Good morning, Jason. You're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just calling to say that I was raised an Eagle Scout. Dad's an Eagle Scout. Family's an Eagle Scout. And I know what happens. I went through Tiger Cubs all the way up. I know that boys are curious. I know that boys do stuff. And I know that little girl might say that she's a boy. But things change when you're out in the woods, and people grow up, and change.
So you're concerned from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Well,
I think he's right. Right now in second grade, they don't care. Boys and girls, they don't care. But if this girl insists on being in scouting as time goes on, they're going to notice there's a difference. And I think he's right. You get 13-year-old boys, 14-year-old boys together, they can be horrid creatures. They are.
I was once one. Yeah, you're right. Joe in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say there, Joe?
Yeah, Boy Scouts for boys, Girl Scouts for girls. There's this thing that's foreign to the left called the truth, and it's chromosomes. So even if you're born a boy or a girl, you stay a boy or a girl, even if you mutilate yourself with a sex change operation, because your chromosomes don't change. You are what you are.
All right. Thank you for that, Joe. Greatly appreciate it. You go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, I don't mind when you're an adult becoming, she feels like a boy, she can get sex change when she gets older. I just have a problem with an 8-year-old making this decision. And a friend of mine is an Eagle Scout, and he texted me and said, the Scouts are caving to political correctness so that they can continue to raise money to support their programs.
All right. Well, listen, it's something that is definitely in the news today. I'm so glad we had a conversation about it. Thank you for your calls. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Comfort, safety, value, it all goes hand in hand. From our stand-up guys who are just different from most any other contractors you've had out to your home. These are clean-cut, stand-up guys, background check, professionally trained, great individuals. Hi, this is Dave Snell. So we know 90% of the time we're dealing with housewives. I know when my wife is home, I have somebody come out. I'm always wondering, is it going to be somebody that I'm going to be concerned about? Is it going to be a stand-up guy or not? My guys are all stand-up guys. And that's the difference. We're very, very selective in the people that we hire. To be very honest with you, it's one at about every 50 we interview as a shot for working for our company. You'll be happy to invite my stand-up guys into your home. You just can't lose when you choose the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least 1 percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six. And he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is now 6:53, time to see what's going on with your money. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
And good morning. It's the final trading day of January. Economic data and a slew of earnings reports will guide trading. Stock futures are lower after the major indexes fell Monday on investor concerns about President Trump's immigration order. It's expected that unemployment costs held steady in the fourth quarter. Home prices fell slightly in November, and consumer confidence rose in January. Earnings are due from ExxonMobil, MasterCard, and UPS. All three are expected to post higher profits. The Federal Reserve meets today, but the policymakers are not expected to raise interest rates. And Cisco will release its 2017 annual cybersecurity report. It says that as a result of a cybersecurity breach, at least a quarter of companies have lost customers, revenue, and business opportunities. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, or RP, there may now be light at the end of the tunnel. The FDA has approved a prosthesis system that provides some artificial vision for those blinded by RP. Known as the Argus II Retinal Prosthesis System and designated by FDA as a humanitarian device, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa. Find out more by calling 800-499-7620, 800-499-7620 to learn more about an FDA-approved system that restores some vision for those blinded by RP. Call 800-499-7620. Call now. Argus II is indicated for use in patients with profound RP who are 25 years or older with bare light or no light perception in both eyes and who have a previous history of useful form vision. Patients may not be eligible due to certain ocular diseases, conditions, or structures that could prevent the Argus II from working or a successful implantation or adequate healing from surgery or the presence of a metallic or active implantable device in the head. Side effects include conjunctival erosion or dehiscence, endophthalmitis, hypotony, retinal detachment, and dislodgement of the retina. Attack.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Brian.
Oh, I almost got through the whole morning. Good morning, Art.
How you doing? And good morning to you too, Barry. In Bladensburg, Kenilworth Avenue northbound before Annapolis Road, a serious investigation of an accident going on. All lanes are blocked. Injuries reported. Avoid the area. A pedestrian has been struck, we are told. As far as the Beltway's inner loop is concerned, approaching Branch Avenue, watch out for a disabled truck. The right lane is partially blocked. Outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, 25-minute trip. That's about twice the normal travel time. New York Avenue inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Very slow indeed, a 17-minute commute. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, 23 minutes. Actually, it's 33 minutes, I beg your pardon. And 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, 26 minutes your travel time. Mass Transit on or near schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get precipitation. We'll probably see at least some snow showers this morning. Nothing really in the way of accumulation this afternoon. Most of that should end. There may even be a raindrop around later this morning. Should get just above 50 degrees, 52 on a south-southwesterly breeze. 37 tonight outside the district, colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 35 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. We're watching Comes Rock, Brian Wilson, Mary Walter. Okay, so there is this high school I'm somewhat familiar with in Montgomery County called Winston Churchill High School, home of the famous Winston Churchill Bulldogs. Uh-huh. One of the finest athletic organizations in Montgomery County, I may say.
I may be
a little biased about that.
I was just going to say.
But apparently, over at Winston Churchill High School, there are some. Well, actually, this is very interesting. There is a movement underfoot to change the name of Winston Churchill High School.
Oh,
some people believe that Winston Churchill was something of a bigot. And there are some things that he said about Indians and making, keeping England to be white back in the days when he was the Prime Minister of England. They say that he's a racist and therefore should not have his name on a high school in Montgomery County. And this person, Harry Eyer is now suggesting that the name of the high school be changed to Malcolm X High School in Montgomery County. And there's a change.org movement underway, and a few people have signed up for it. And here's the thing, that if I were at Churchill, I'd say, really? Really, dude? You sticking your nose in our business? It turns out Harry Eyer does not go to Winston Churchill. He goes to Albert Einstein over in Kensington. So he's over at Kensington, and yet he's trying to tell the kids over at Churchill, you need to change your name.
And how old is this person?
He's in high school. So.
Oh, he's in high school. See, this is the problem, is no one understands historical context. And you can't judge history through today's eyes and today's standards. Just like, you know, 50, 60, 100 years from now, they're going to look back on today and things that people today did or said, which right now is perfectly acceptable, and they're going to think is horrid. You can't keep rewriting history. Stop it.
All right, so here's what I would suggest. You know, why don't the folks over at Churchill start their own petition to get Albert Einstein to change its name?
Oh, that would be hilarious, wouldn't
it? Yeah, just something, you know. I mean, what's really rich about
it? That's brilliant.
You almost could say, well, if it was a movement within the school, you know, that's one thing. But a movement from somebody in another high
agitators.
School. Yeah, I don't know.
I love that. That's brilliant, Brian.
Yeah, I think Albert Einstein. You know, I like the name Albert Einstein, but maybe they, you know, if you want to change the name of a school, change your own name.
Didn't Albert Einstein work on the Manhattan Project?
Well, I guess that he certainly his work was crucial to it.
Right. So there you go. I mean, is that just not, you know, war? Mongering and hatred.
It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Leave the Churchill Bulldogs alone. Coming up, we're going to talk to a reporter from a Roll Call, and we're also going to check in with Steve Burns, who is hot on the trail of Ollie, the missing bobcat. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.